in Parshas Tzav we have the din Kol Hanageh Bipsora Yigdosh. You have kochi kochim can only be eaten yom v'layla at chatzos, kochi kochim lasei chatos and oshem can only be eaten by zichri kuna, so they have to eat it yom v'layla at chatzos. Kochim kalim can be eaten shnei yomim v'layla echad. So let's say you broil one next to the other in the same broiler. You broil a chatos and a shlomim. So the din is hanageh b'psara, the shlomim gets a blia from the b'sar hachatos yigdosh lios kamaya, as the same din of the chatos. Until the shlomim is normally eaten to Yisraelim, and you can eat it in Yerushalayim, you can eat it shnei yamim v'layla echad, but now that it has a blia from the chatos, because they broiled one next to the other, yigdosh lios kamaya shimsula tiposil v'im k'sherit teyochol k'chay m'shebo. You have to eat it like a chatos. Only kohanim can eat it. Can only eat it yom v'layla. Can only eat it in the azar because it has a bliya from the chatos. And if the chatos was somehow pigal noisa tomi or something, and it touches the other one and it gives a bliya, so yigdash liyos kamoy. The Gemara learns that from this pasuk. This is one of the makaris for the din of tam ki iker. When you eat the piece of the shlomim, so the roiv of the shlomim is shlomim. It's only a little bliya, a little tam came from the chatos, from the pasul chatos, from the kosher chatos. And despite the fact that you have roiv shlomim and a miut b'liya from the chatos, that's the halacha of tam kikar. This is one of the sources of tam kikar. The Gemara says maybe tam kikar is only by kochim. How do you know to learn that chulam mikochim la'yafinon? So you need additional psukim. But this is one of the sources. So the Chachmei Amusa point out there's another din in Chumash. If you have a shlomim or a carbon touches a dovetamei, it becomes nitma, and you're not allowed to eat it. So when a korban tohar touches a dove tamei, you don't need a bliya. It just touches it superficially when it's cold. It doesn't have to be hot, it doesn't have to be bleh. Just touches superficially, the tumah will be transmitted. If you're talking over here, hanageh b'fsara yigdosh, that it gets the kedusha of the chatos, can only be eaten by zichri kuna, can only be eaten in the azara, can only be eaten yom alayla ad chatzais. That's only achiyiv lebivsara, not just superficial maga, has to be boleya intrinsically. So the Chacham Musa point out, when you have a dover tomei touches a dover tohar, when you have a religious person has a maga masa with a non-observant person, so which way is the hashpoa going to be? By just touching superficially, so the kedusha from the religious person is going to be transmitted to the non-observant person? Or do you say no, the tumah from the non-observant person is going to be rubbing off on the religious person? Which way does it go? So you see, if you want kedusha to be transmitted, kol hanageh b'fsara yigdosh achiyiv la b'fsara, you have to have a bliyif. Just have a superficial maga masa, you're not going to succeed in transmitting kedusha. The kedusha is only if you have a tam kikar, and tumah unfortunately is transmitted by just having a superficial maga masa. And some interpret that that's the shaila in Chagai Hanovi. Chagas Chai Malachi were the three prophets who came back in the beginning of the Baal Shem. Rabban Shem was angry at Bnei Yisrael because the Ruba of Bnei Yisrael didn't want to go back after Golus Bavel. So he told them he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. That's going to be the punishment. No more Nevi'im. Till Eliyahu HaNavi was going to come the day before Melech HaMashiach. That's how Malachi signs off. Chagas Chai Malachi were the last three Nevi'im. So Marcia said, why did he send the three Nevi'im? Mar said, because he can't build a Beis HaMikdash if you don't have authorization from a Navi. So each one of the three, Chagas Chai Malachi, gave a Nevuah about a specific detail of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the last of the three was Malachi. And he signs off at the end of his Nevuah, the last Pasuk, Zichu Teres Moshe Avdi, better keep the mitzvahs. Baruch Shalom said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im until the next Navi is going to be Eliyahu. Navi is going to announce Beis HaMashiach. So in Nevuah's Chagai, the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Psochim has a whole sugya. Rab Chanina's got a kolim about tumah v'tara by korbanos. So the Gemara quotes the psukim. Chaga Hanavi was asking the people, he was asking the kohanim, what are the dinim? Because they want to build a Beis HaMikdash, they want to bring korbanos. They had to test them to see if they know the dinim. So he said, what's the din? If a person has kochim that has kedusha and it has chulin and the two touch, does the chulin become kodesh? Or does the Kodesh become Chulin? If you have a Tomei and a Tohar, does the Tohar become Tomei, or does the Tomei become Tohar? So the Navi is emphasizing this. when you have a tummy touches a tohar, the tumma will be transmitted with a superficial maga. And what he's implying is, when you just have a superficial connection with people who are not observant, the influence is going to be the wrong direction. The observant person is going to lose. But if you have a hashpoa, the kedusha can be transmitted to the one who's not observant if it's going to be with a bliya. That's how the Chazal darshan on the pasuk. And again, bivisara yigdash, bivisara achayivla bivisara. You have to have a bliya. No, we have to try all to have a hashpoa on everybody else.